Well, joining us now, we'll talk about that and other stuff because Masters is this weekend. So maybe you can have your own little Masters tournament in your head. Let's go travel Michigan with Nick Nerman. Nick, hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah, I agree with you. Not, you know, I'm not too optimistic with the current situation outside, but it sounds like we'll have a little sunshine this weekend, which will be great.
Yeah, it should be beautiful. I wonder about the moisture on the green and on the... I don't know a lot about groundskeeping. I know they mow it really well and there's all of that, but do they have like a little vacuum you could suck the water off the green, like, you know, without sucking up the grass? They should.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is they actually designed the terrain and underneath the grass so that it drains more quickly than your average lawn in your backyard. So hopefully the greens should be in good shape with just a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of the breeze helps a little bit too. But yeah, Masters weekend, it's always a time to inspire folks to get out and enjoy some golf this weekend.
You're getting out? You ever play Eagle Eye?
So Eagle Eye is actually one of my favorite courses in mid-Michigan. It's just unbelievable what they did. When I first learned about this, we did a series called Pure Michigan 18, in which you can find it at michigan.org/PureMichigan18. We went out and we filmed 18 signature golf holes across the state. And I found out that number 17 at Eagle Eye is a replica of the number 17 with the famous Island Green at PVC Sawgrass down near Jacksonville, which is kind of one of the more famous golf holes in the country. And you can go out and test your test your tee shot on the Island Green there on number 17 at Eagle Eye.
Yeah, my friend Rick is a avid golfer, unbelievable. He's a terrible golfer, but he plays all the time. And I always ask him, how can you play all the time? He's the one who told me about Eagle Eye and number 17, because I'm not a player. I once every year or two, okay? Rick's telling me about that, and I said, how do you never get better?
Right.
Because you play all the time. But that's the thing about golf, isn't it? You know, you can... I guess it depends on your level of how you concentrate on it. Do you play, like when I go out, I'm swinging, I'm looking for the drink cart, right?
Well, but, you know, I've said that before. Like, you know, if you look at, you know, back in the day, you think of like Tiger Woods. You know, you see even Tiger would hit a ball in the water. Like, it's such a hard game that there's no one ever perfects it.
Tiger's pretty close.
Yeah, I know. He is. But, I mean, look, you know, if you look at Michael Jordan, you don't see him shoot a lot of air balls, right?
Well, that's true. Well, he didn't shoot any balls. Well, I don't know. He probably still plays a little bit on that private court at his house. Nick Nerman, Travel Michigan with us, Michigan.org. Just talking the Masters. And we have a number of really good courses around Lansing, though. I know I mentioned Eagle Eye because Rick plays there. He likes playing there, but... what's your favorite course? And you can't say Eagle Eye because we already touched on that.
Well, you know, I love the Lansing Country Club. It's a beautiful golf course. But one of the places we used to play a lot in the afternoons or evenings after work, working in downtown Lansing, is Timber Ridge. It's out there in the neighborhood, kind of by Hawk Hollow and Eagle Eye. And it's a beautiful golf course. And they kind of use the – it's like I've got an up north feel. And you hear that elsewhere, too. But this is truly – it's got rolling terrain. It's got all wooded fairways. It's a beautiful golf course and very reasonably priced as well. So a great place to get out and play 9 or even 18 holes. And that's the place I like to go when I'm in Lansing is at Timber Ridge.
All right. Let me pivot a little bit and get into the NFL draft, Detroit. Are you going to go over there with a camera crew? Do you have to be there? Are you just going for fun or at all?
Both. I'll be down there for work for sure. We're going to be down there actually Tuesday getting ready for everything. And we will be capturing video footage and other content, making sure people are just able to come with us and experience what's happening in downtown Detroit. It's such an amazing opportunity for the city and for the state. The entire football world will have their eyes on Detroit for 3 days. And so that really does allow us an opportunity to kind of share some of the great things about Detroit and about our state. So we're really looking forward to that. We actually just launched a campaign with Sam Richardson, who has been seen on the Showtime series Veep, as well as on Ted Lasso and other movies and the series Detroiters. And Sam is experiencing and showing us what to do in Detroit in our campaign that we have, including a special guest appearance from Barry Sanders. So it'd be fun to see some reaction for that. I hope you get a chance to see that online somewhere so you can take a look at what's happening in Detroit during the draft.
So I want to ask you about the on I-94, the Detroit sign. Give me your honest opinion. I know you got to say, oh, it's beautiful, it's great. Do you like that? Do you like how it turned out?
Well, I tell you what, I had a friend who works for the Detroit Free Press, and he posted a little post on his personal social media that said, look, the unfortunate thing happened when someone used an AI-generated image of what the thing is going to look like. And he goes, take a look at this image. Look closely. There's a semi going the wrong direction on the freeway. I mean, it's not even it is something completely out of left field. It was never going to look like that. And that was the unfortunate thing. Like, personally, would I love to have seen it look closer to that, so it's more of a Hollywood sign style thing that can be seen from a distance? That's what I would love to see. So I'm not going to come out and start criticizing it based on this fake image. You know, so I think that's the unfortunate part for the folks that put that together, to just generate another little point of interest during the NFL draft as folks are traveling from the airport to downtown. So it's kind of an unfortunate effect of that AI image that got out there quite a way, all over the online, in a little in advance.
I know it's funny to look at, but now the sign, is the sign staying there after the draft?
I think so. I think many folks are thinking it's a little smaller than they would expect, and I would probably agree with that. It'd be nicer to have it so it's a little more prominent, so that it's something that is, you know, a photo op or whatever. But it's hard to create a photo op on the middle of an expressway. That's not safe.
I said to my wife, I said, anybody's going to be looking at that? And then what if somebody hits the brakes in front of you? There's going to be some traffic accidents around that. I don't know. Everybody, hindsight's 2020, right? Everybody's got a better way. We're all sign makers now, apparently.
I
thought maybe some kind of an arch or something like the Hollywood sign up on that hill. By the way, have you ever seen pictures of what that really looked like? It was Hollywood Land, and the land part fell down. But did you ever look at old pictures of when they first put that up? Hollywood is like dirt roads.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I have. And by the way, you know, if you can keep a secret, Mike, I've stood on the Hollywood sign.
Authorities want to talk to you today.
Yeah, I've got a photo of me right in the middle of the O, like the first O right there. You know, you can see L.A. in the background. That was obviously a little bit younger days. But yes, it is. It's a much bigger structure than you expect, because you can see it from a long ways away. But these things are, I don't know, maybe they're 80 or 100 feet tall.
So mom and dad listening right now, I want you to understand Nick Nurbin, a very successful broadcaster and individual promoting our state. As a young lad, he was a ne'er-do-well and scofflaw. And sat on the Hollywood sign. Mom and Dad, don't let his example be the example for your children. There you go. I just had to give that caveat. The legal department called.
Yeah, they may be. Mom and Dad may be aware a little bit of of some of those straying from the past back in those days, Mike. But I think everything turned out okay, and now we're able to talk about pure Michigan, which everybody's happy, right?
There he is. Listen to you, Turner. This is why you are Nick Nurbin, the Media Digital Industry Relations Director of Travel Michigan, ladies and gentlemen. Travel Michigan with Nick. Michigan.org. And go hit the links this weekend. Go enjoy. It's going to be beautiful weather. All right, Nickster. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it, buddy.
Great talking to you. Enjoy the weekend, sir.
All right. See you later. 1320 WILS.